Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. The regular psychic we have here is Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am, and a big aloha to you. Even
aloha.
Though I'm
Thank
in
you.
Now. Yes, did you have
aloha.
A happy
aloha. We missed you, Dale.
Well, I missed you, too.
Happy New Year.
Actually, the first 2 weeks have been rough. Did I tell you that we lost another dog? I have the puppy, but we had one 12 and a half years old. And it's been rough because my puppy jumped on the dog and hurt it, and you know, I won't go into detail, but so I lost my
we're sorry for your loss. I did know that, and we're so sorry. It's so hard to lose a beloved pet. It's even harder sometimes than losing a person.
Yeah, well, we have a new dog, Lucky. So Lucky, we have been spending a lot of time with him. He's only 5 1/2 months old and weighs 50 pounds. He's a German Shepherd. Can you imagine that, how big he is?
I know. That's what my daughter wanted to get, a German Shepherd. And I said, Bill, you know how much those eat and how much exercise they need and how much, you know, they need to go to the bathroom. And, you know, those dogs take a lot of effort, and so I admire you for doing so. And you and your friend Richard as well, who is 92, who's been appointed to train the dog. That's amazing that he's able to even do that. So cool. That's great. I'm glad it's going well, and Lucky is sounding to be lucky for you, except besides the other dog that it hurt.
Is Richard on yet? If not, I'm going to wake him up.
Yes, he is. He's listening.
Okay.
In.
Wake up.
Yes,
Richard.
Wake up. So, we have our first caller, Johnny, that's been waiting for a long time.
Yes.
Right.
Area code 314. You're on the air.
Hi, caller. It's your turn with Dale Shear, finally. How are you doing? You're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Are you the one who called me in? Can you hear us?
Am I really on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I on the line right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you are.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
You're live right now, and it's your turn to ask Dale a question. Hi.
I'm so sorry I cannot hear you right now, but I wanted to get through to you guys.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. I just wanted a general reading because I've been a fan of your show for a while.
Thank you.
I only do general readings in private, so I need a specific question. What would you like to know?
My name is Martha, and I just wanted to see what you pick up from spirit for me.
Okay. I'm not a spiritualist, so I need a real question, sweetie. Like, what do
What do you see for my future career route?
Okay. That's a very good question.
Yes.
job change after job change after job change. Did you already go through that?
Yes.
Okay. And now you're looking for something very different or to try something different?
I'm open to it.
Okay. What about some tech work? Have you done any tech work?
I am good at that, but I was in fashion and design, and I'm just so confused right now.
Okay, why?
Because I was in retail and I was furloughed. And now I'm scared the economy is not going to be good, so I shouldn't even go back to high-end retail.
You got that. Right. But here's the way it's going to go. Okay, even with the vaccine and getting the shots and getting all that, and the president leaving, if he leaves the White House intact, it's going to be rough for about a year or two. I mean, because I think Biden will do the best he can do, but it remains to be seen how the shots are going to work. That's going to put a lot of people out of work. A lot of people will lose their home. And I understand
Like 2008. I feel like it's going to be 2008 again.
No, it's worse.
That's what I think, too. I think it's going to be worse in 2008, and I'm scared to go into high-end retail, which I was in sales for that, and I'm scared.
Let's stop. Do not go into high-end retail. There's nothing there for you, so let go of that. What else can you do?
I do other things. Like, I have other passions, and I think that's just maybe what I'm supposed to do now.
What are your other passions?
Jewelry design and home interior design.
Home and what?
Interior design and jewelry design.
Okay, let's go with home design. Let's go with you hooking up with a realtor. And
that's what
you
fixing to do.
Yeah, you fix people's houses and make it nice, just like on HGTV. And if you do that, it's going to be wonderful. You'll make money and you'll be successful. And that's all I'm going to do for this short reading, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for writing.
Great. I'm so glad that Martha was able to get to you first today, because I know that she's been wanting to, and she's a longtime listener, but the first time that we were able to help her. So, but Martha, please call Dale directly after the show, not during this show, after the show throughout the week, to schedule your personal long reading. This is just a short, you know, 5 minute deal you get on the show here live. But if you really want good psychic counseling help, reach Dale Shear at 808-372-1816 after the show to schedule with her. All right.
I was just going to give the show number, the show call-in number.
No, you will confuse people. Wait a few minutes. Barbara will do it, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, so I wanted to say to Barbara, it's been a very sunny Christmas, because I really haven't had any, but I just kind of bought what I wanted. I had a few little buys that I was blown away, something your daughter would love. It was called the Chromebook. It's a laptop, and it was $179 at Walmart.
She has it.
She does?
You know why? The school gives the children, they loan the children these Chromebooks. They do that. Isn't that nice?
It was one of the best computers I've ever had.
They won't allow them to go use the computer for anything else except for their Google Classroom, though.
Well, I'll tell you something. It is awesome. Totally awesome. Had a lot of fun with that. And then a very special thing happened to me. I'm not using it now, but I have a Windows phone that I've been looking for months and months and months, because they don't make them anymore, and they're the easiest phone to work. They're the closest to the iPhone that you'd ever want. 10 years old, and I found Walmart had one. It was recycled, and I found one for $60 and had it sent, and it works perfect, and I don't have to pay that, you know, terrible monthly fee. And it was wonderful, and I love it.
Oh, that's good to know. We like your little perks and tips. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. Hey, Johnny, if you want to give out the number, it's up to you now.
All right, I'll give it out. It's 516-531-9874. Okay?
Yep, okay.
And our next
call number. Call in now. Call in now. We're live now, everybody. But we already have a lineup of callers, so who's next?
We should do. It's area code 216 is next.
Hi, 216. You're live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Hi. And where are you from?
Happy New Year. I live in Ohio.
Oh, hi. Beautiful Ohio. And what is your name?
My name is Sharon.
Okay, Sharon, that's my middle name. And how can I help you, darling?
Well, my question to you today is I want to know when my office or when we're going back into the office. Do you have a, can you pick up anything on that? It's supposed to be March. Do you think it's going to be extended? And will I be able to work at home more? Because if I am, I'm going to adopt a dog. I'm fostering them right now. I can't do it if I work all the time, you know, not at home.
I understand. Totally understand. I don't see you going back to work right away. So it could be April, May, June, more towards summer. So if you can adopt a dog, it'd be fine. You know, that get it trained and, you know, it'll all work itself out.
That's a good thought. Maybe if I only go in the office one day a week, I can take her to doggy daycare. Just for one day. That would kill me. I know.
They have a doggy daycare, which is so cute. And
I know.
What kind of dog do you want to get?
I've been fostering all of them. I would love to take. But I'm really gearing towards a beagle. But you can't say that. It can be anyone. Because once you target something, it can be turned out to be someone that something you never expected. You know what I'm saying? The one that I want, I'll know it when I see it. How's that? But I love beagles. I like German Shepherds, too, by the way. I grew up with German Shepherds. Well, they're the most loyal dogs to their family, by the way.
I know. And I have two, and that's all I've ever had are Shepherds. And this one
they're
that I have.
They're wonderful lucky, dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. But I'm having issues where, maybe you can help me a little bit, he gets scared of people a little bit, and he'll start barking. And I'm, you know, I'm trying.
When a dog gets scared like that, what I always do, I always have a treat in my pocket, always.
Yeah.
And I put it I put my hand right underneath their mouth and I let them take it out of my hand to make them feel more comfortable. That's what they teach you. And because I worked for a foster company and I try that. He's just scared, you know. They you know, they're human. Dogs are like kids. They're like our family. You know that.
Yeah. This one's only 3 months old and he's 50 pounds. I mean, you know, but he to the family, he's wonderful. What I love is all
other strangers.
Strangers.
With strangers, yeah. He's just not used to it. He's used to his family. That's, you know, yeah. Get him out more. Just do him.
We're working on it. We are working on it to socialize him more. And he's doing a lot better. But he's only 5. I have to remind everybody, the dog is big. We're talking
okay.
big.
I love him. The bigger, the better. I love him squishy and big. I love big dogs. Give me a saber now, and I love them all. I love big dogs especially. I really
do. We're talking 50 pounds. I mean, we're talking 50 pounds.
And a puppy.
Like,
oh, my.
No, and he's a
puppy. He's
going to
be big.
I know. And I tell everybody, hey, remember, he's a puppy. But the strangest thing.
That's so cute.
He's not growing awkward. He's growing perfect. I've never seen a dog grow perfect.
Is it brown or black? What color is your German Shepherd?
Beige.
What? Beige. Okay.
Beige. Pretty.
Red color. Okay.
Yeah. He has the most beautiful face. He can knock you down. He's on Facebook if you look under my site. I'll confirm you. But he's beautiful. Everybody says, my God, I've never seen such a... I think he's going to be famous. I really do.
That's so cute. Oh, but that's wonderful. But you do feel it's going to work out at my job. We'll go back in and it's going to go smoothly, but it won't be every day.
What type of job is it?
I'm in banking, private banking.
Okay. Yes, it will. It'll be fine. You'll be able to work 2 or 3 days a week. That's the way I see it.
Okay. That'll be fair enough, going in and out of the office. I can do that. I can handle that. I love it. I love working at home. I've been spoiled. What were you going to say? I know. It's great once you start it. I wish we could. I work for a corporation. I wish they did. If they did, I wouldn't even. Some companies do. You're absolutely right, but not in my company. But I know. Oh, it'll work out. Everything does. Just take it day by day.
Excuse me. I just swallowed something.
What's that?
I just swallowed a drink down the wrong pipe, water.
Oh.
But anyway, is there anything else I can help you with real quick?
Nope. You answered my question about my job, and good luck with your German Shepherd. Lucky.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck with
Have
your
a nice evening.
German Shepherd.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We're having doggy do time.
I'm going to go see your dog on Facebook. I haven't seen your dog yet, Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky's on there. I was going to send it to you, but then my phone crashed. I had phone issues, so I've lost everybody's number. So I'm lucky I found Johnny. I mean,
yes.
It totally crashed.
But that's another way to find Dale is through her website or her Facebook, but also her phone number to book your private session with her, which you get a lot more out of because you have a lot more time, obviously. So everybody do that. Find Dale Shear and also book your appointment with her. 808-372-1816 is her direct number. After the show, please, everybody, schedule with her. Okay, Dale. Well, I have a question. How were your holidays, your Christmas and all that? Did you enjoy it?
Well, we really didn't have Christmas. I mean, no tree, no nothing. I mean, it's just like we gave each other some presents. We had great food. Like, we have, like, crab, you know, and salads and crabs and just all the perky stuff and caviar and all that. So that
caviar.
Yes.
Ooh, I love caviar.
And it was just like every day blends into the next. I have to ask, what day is today? What time
I know.
Is it? Where are you? You just don't know. You know,
no
so
schedule.
All right. And New Year's was about the same. Went to bed at 9 o'clock, you know, just watched a little bit of TV, which was terrible for the New Year's celebration. And there was a drunk guy.
Did you watch New York? Can you believe what New York was like? I mean, what a different New York on New Year's Eve that was with no people down there. I mean, that was weird to see. I have a friend that produces that show, so he was telling me all about it. Yeah, so sad
I meant to tell you something. I saw several of your pictures on Facebook, and they're absolutely beautiful. You look absolutely gorgeous in every post.
Oh, thank you.
Unbelievable.
Oh, thank you.
I just need to tell you that.
I work hard on that stuff, so I appreciate the compliment. Thank you. All right.
It's awesome. Even Richard said, my God, look at this, you know.
Even Richard. Thanks, Richard.
Can he go on so we can wish him a Happy New Year?
Sure. We'll put him on right now.
If he'll answer.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on.
Hi, Richard.
Happy New Year. And Happy New Year. Happy 2021 and all that. We made it. and all that. I think this upcoming year is going to be better compared to this last one, and but we'll see how it goes, and
I think so.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you know
what?
Oh yeah. Tonight's the night. Tonight is the Mega Million night.
Why?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
No.
I'm looking at one of the tickets right now.
Yeah, 500.
Powerball's not too shabby either.
Million. Powerball's not too crazy. So maybe we'll get lucky if we all just put in those positive vibes that we win something.
Oh, yeah. Keep those
do we have to buy the ticket? Do we have to buy a lottery ticket, though?
528
Over here you can. There's no problem. You know, because I'm on the state line of Nevada and California. I just walk over to California and buy tickets. It's just
Johnny, have you been able to buy yours? Sorry to interrupt, Dale,
no,
but that was his life, and he did it every day.
I can't do that anymore. Not just COVID, I can't, so.
Can't go to the store and buy it, huh?
No.
Maybe someone in your family can do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's depressed. We're trying to cheer him up, so I don't know what to do. Okay. Who do we have next?
All right. It's 9917.
Hi, caller.
What?
You're on live.
Hi, how are you?
Del Shear. Great.
Hi. How are you doing, Del?
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from New York.
New York. What part?
Manhattan area.
My favorite area. I grew up in Jersey, Jersey girl. Used to look over from Boulevard East, which is now Martin Luther King Boulevard or whatever, and just look over at New York and look at the Empire State Building and the buildings and wonder what all those people were doing. Oh, this is wonderful. Of course, I spent a lot of time in New York. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because right now I have a part-time weekend job, and it's just temporarily. When do you see it ending?
Okay, what is it? What type of job?
It's in a health field. Right
what?
Now. It's in the health field. It's in the health field.
Oh. That could go on forever. The way things are going.
That's what I'm thinking.
I really wouldn't worry about it. You go from one, you can go to another in 2 minutes. They need people like you like crazy. You know, so
okay.
Don't worry about without being without a job because you will have one.
Okay. Because
I mean, so
let my boss.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I let my boss know because he asked me if I can do a favor, just to cover until he finds someone else. And I was like, okay. I just don't want it to go
well,
on forever.
Did you say to him, "What about me? I'm willing."
I just told him until he finds someone. He said, "Okay, as soon as I find someone." So, okay.
Why is he looking if he has you?
He has because this is it's weekends and I can only do evenings.
Oh, I see, I see, I see, I see. I got the point. You have that's all you can do.
I can do from it's in the health field, so I can do from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. But that's during the week. Weekends I really can't do because I have a full time job. So
well,
I think I can just help him. Huh?
Well, okay. You're lucky. But don't worry, you'll always have a job, okay?
Okay.
And what's your other job?
My other job is in finance, but I'm trying to I'm looking for a new full time job now.
Okay. Have you thought about really think about this, if it's possible, money-wise, to ask him to work full-time for him. To ask your boss to work full time for him and forget about the other job.
About the first job.
Right.
I could do that.
Would it be worth it money wise?
It would be worth it money wise because the job that I have now, this is just part time. But my full time job, I want to go back into a corporate environment.
I don't know what that is, a corporate environment.
I want to go back into a different, I work in finance, but I want to kind of go into just a, I just want to go into a different environment altogether, a different job.
Okay. But I feel he really wants you to work for him full time. So really talk with him about if there was a, there's a way you can do it, you would quit the other job, providing there be a pay increase. I would like you to talk about that.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. And let me know what happens. All right.
I will. Okay.
Good luck, darling.
Take fun.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Dale.
Okay.
We're getting every caller has been new, so that's good.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we've had Ohio. We've had New York. It's been good.
Yes.
Well, I'm on Facebook as well. Yeah, Johnny?
Okay. Our next caller is 440.
Hi, caller. It's your turn. Cheer. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? My name is Patricia.
And where are you from, Patricia?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Why have you been so down and depressed? Why?
Oh, I don't think I'm depressed. I just got so much on my mind.
Yeah, you're trying to do too many things at once.
Well,
and you're only one person.
But there, moving my life forward is implementing several things, and there's this current apartment I live in. The little on-site manager, she's giving me the runaround and not doing something. But anyway, my focus is I'm considering this year several options that I'm interested in.
Okay.
I wanted to get started with a business. And I'm wondering, I had to develop an interest in a stronger interest in hosting and producing online virtual summits.
Virtual what now?
Online virtual summit.
What is the virtual summit? What is
it? Well, it depends. I mean, they're on different, you know, subjects. It can be about health.
You want to do like a podcast? Is that what you're saying?
Not a podcast. You're in that psychic intuitive realm. Let's just say if you were a doctor of psychology or psychiatry, but with a particular niche, I would have some other who are similar in that field, and then but have some others, and then offer that, you know, online summit.
I got what you're saying, but how are you going to get it out there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I will be learning this. There's a large learning curve for me to do that. And I'm just wondering, is this the year to do that for me?
I don't feel it is. I feel it'll happen in time, but not right now. I don't feel this is the right timing for it.
Okay.
You don't have it together. You know, you do a podcast or you do it live or you do something, you know, that, you know, the world can hear you, YouTube, whatever. So you got to get that together, and that's going to take a while, okay?
Okay, well, I guess I'll go focus on building my freelance writing.
Freelance writing is real good. And to take a copy and put it out there. And what else is there?
Well, I was considering just writing a book to give me the visibility, the credibility, and expertise, and either using that as a big business card for my particular niches, along with the writing. And
okay, that's good if you do it for that reason. But there is no money in writing books unless you're famous, majorly famous, and do the talk show circuit, which is no longer. But there's just no money in it, okay? So I know.
Okay,
well, for self-help or you, you're going to use it for what you said, that should work pretty well.
You know, and I'm working on building, you know, my songwriting, because I want to build and start working on building a songwriting catalog for myself.
I'm not going to go into the whole thing. I gave you the answers. You will make money. You will be successful. It's going to take some time, so just hang in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Just knowing that is so helpful.
Let's give out my number again, Barb.
Okay, it's 808. This is Dale Shear's direct number for after the show throughout the week if you would like to schedule your private reading. Her number is 808-372-1816.
Okay.
Take advantage of it, people. Here you have Dale Shear, world-renowned psychic, that we have on every Friday. You get a little taste of what she can do, which is amazing. And you also can reach her directly for your private reading. So here, take it. Take advantage. You know, help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Help yourself for 2021.
That's wonderful. Barbara, I got to interject this here. We are in the next couple of weeks. We will do the class if you want. But I will say this much. You have a lot of fame coming to you this year. There's some, I don't know if there's television or podcasting or doing something, documentary, something, but there's going to be parties and there's going to be flying to places. There's going to be going to places. You're going to meet someone that can help you, and you're going to do very well this year.
Oh, my goodness, here I just got my reading and I didn't even ask for it. You just felt that, huh, Dale?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Thank you. That's exciting.
You can ask Richard how many readings he gets that he doesn't want.
Richard.
All right.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would like to live with Dale. I'd like to have my readings throughout the day.
Okay.
Living with a psychic is not fun. Is Richard still there?
I always wonder if you know what I'm thinking. You know, could you read mine?
Oh, no, I can't go around with all that stuff in my brain. If I knew what everybody was thinking, my brain would explode, you know?
I would just turn it off.
Just being on an elevator, listening to people in my head and what they're thinking, it's like, get me off this elevator, you know? And it's just thoughts. They're random.
That's interesting.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, random.
All kind of
random.
Going in and out of your brain. It's just like, okay, this is too hectic. It's good that you're able to control that, though, and like maybe switch that off if you don't want to hear all that static.
Well, I can't switch it off, but I can get off the elevator. And
yeah.
I keep myself in remote places. I try to stay and be very remote, and that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah. I bet so. That's why you probably like Hawaii.
Hawaii and Tahoe, yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It really does.
All right. So you were the caller?
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 76. You're on the air.
Hey, caller.
Hi, good
you're
evening.
On. Hi.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Luz. And I just wanted to find... Hi. I just wanted to find out about romance, relationships, if you see anything coming my way.
And where do you live? What area?
I live in Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. One of my favorite places to go to. Once you start getting out more, yes. And are you doing anything
Yes, I have met a gentleman online, but we just gone out on two occasions. But I just want to ask, you know, broadly, if there is anything coming my way, you know, for sure.
And what's his name? First name.
His name is Brandon.
Brandon. Have you gone out for coffee with him?
Yes, I have gone out for a couple of drinks with him.
Okay, he seems very nice. Are you aware of that?
Yes, he seems very nice to me too. But
okay.
I don't know what his true intentions are.
Okay, I always have this thing. If you really like someone on Facebook or one of those sites, really, really like them, put their name on U.S. search and see what comes up on them. To see if they've been married or if they're still married or if they're a player or they're, you know what I mean?
Yes, I did that. He's divorced and he has a child and he's an attorney. I looked him up. He has a clear record. But I'm talking about like relationship-wise, you know.
Well, do you want a relationship with him? Because he hey.
Huh?
Do you want a relationship with him?
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy to have one with.
Well, consider it because he is very nice. And he would treat you very well.
And is that what he wants to?
Pardon me?
Is that what he's also looking for?
Pretty much, yes. And there's two or three other guys that you'll meet as well. So you'll be able to pick, and yes, you will find the right one this year.
Oh, goodness. I prefer to date one person at a time. I feel so awkward knowing that I might meet more people.
Well, there's other men that you're going to meet, so, you know, have fun.
So this is not the one then?
I don't know because I don't have his picture. If I had his picture, I could tell you, but I don't know.
And
okay. This
is a perfect reason why Luz, is your name Luz, you said?
All I can say is
go out with you. I really am. I'm sorry. I was just saying this is a perfect opportunity for this person who's calling right now, Luz, to call you directly for a longer reading about her love life, you know, because you're not going to be able to get much time here, but would you call her and set an appointment up with Dale?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just wanted just broadly to know if there was something. I prefer to have only one person.
She needs the picture.
I need a picture.
I can send a picture.
Did you want me to send a picture to this phone number?
Yes, not right now. It'll be done during the reading.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you need to call her directly, and that's when you send the picture and get the longer romance reading. And she has a direct number, 808-372-1816. Say throughout the show, Dale's personal direct number to do that, to schedule your longer reading. So do that after the show if you would like to take advantage. Sounds like you should.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your recommendation.
And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're doing real good today.
Yeah.
Yes, we
very
are.
Very good.
Yes, we are.
I was up at Lake Tahoe yesterday. I had a lot of fun up there. But
what
doing
did you
DoorDash.
Do?
DoorDash. So I was delivering
food.
Yeah, and
you love that. You love,
I love
working
it.
DoorDash, don't you?
Yeah, I do, because it's helping people. People need food. They need to eat. They can't get out of the house, and it's easy. You just pick up the food, and you just drop it at the doorstep, and you get paid, and it's fun.
Wow, that's a good side gig.
It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Anyway, is there anybody else, Johnny, or what's going on?
Yes, we do. We sure do. Area code 402 is next.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Gail Shear.
Hi, this is Sharon. And I was just hoping, you know, to get anything that you might be picking up for me.
I don't do that.
Do you have
unless
to be specific, Sharon?
Unless
do you have a specific
person,
question?
Johnny is supposed to be asking you to have a specific question in mind.
Okay. Well, how about this? I've had somebody stalking me, and I'm wondering if you can tell me when they're going to stop or who it might be.
I can't tell you who it might be, because this has been going on a while with you. All you can do is get some cameras done, do whatever you need to do, and you'll know who it is who's stalking you by the cameras.
I see.
Yeah, but what
so
if it's
even out on
online?
Out on the street.
Wait, I got too many people talking. Oh, what are you
I'm
saying?
I'm sorry. I was just wondering if he is around her house or cyber stalking. So obviously it's around her house. That's scary.
Is it
can you tell me
why? Because people are sick. That's why. I mean, you can't.
No specific.
You can't rationalize with an irrational person. If
okay.
they like you, they are totally into you. A lot of times, they stalk. That's just who they are, and that's mental illness. Got it? Have you reported
yeah.
it to the police? Have you reported to the police at all?
Oh, yeah, when there's been break-ins, because they've actually broken in.
Oh, no.
I just wondered if you could pick up anything that could help me figure it out, because it's not just in my house. It's on the phone, and it's everywhere.
No, I cannot. That's not
okay.
my expertise, okay? If it were, I'd be very glad to help you, but... you'd have to go somewhere else for that, so I really can't help. I'm sorry.
Well, I know
that's okay.
something
I
about
your...
it. I do know something about that, though, because it's happening to a girlfriend of mine. If it is via phone, this is strange. That is a crime, stalking via the phone. If they're just wandering around your house doing nothing, that is actually not a crime. But unless they're like trespassing, but the crime is calling. That's what I found out helping her with the police, that if he's doing it by calling you, then you can get somewhere with the police. You actually can. So
right.
that's
it,
better
it,
news.
It's a hacking situation. So, you know, covertly. So there's, you know, I don't know who it is. Barbara?
Wow. Yes.
This is
yes,
something.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Let go of it. All right.
Let go.
Okay. Well, let's,
okay.
go let's just let go of it.
I don't know. I don't think that. I don't think that was your. I don't think that was your advice. I think that was my advice to Gail to let go of it. You don't let go of it. I needed it. Okay. Let's get that clear. Don't let go of it.
Okay.
No, this is a serious issue. Okay.
Johnny,
all right.
Johnny, who's the next person?
Yes. The next person that we have is 856.
And where is that located? Okay. With Psychic Gail here. Where are you from?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Fine. Who is this?
Rosemaria.
Where? What?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Well, from Jersey. What part?
South Jersey, Marlton, Hanfield area.
Oh, that's where my aunt lived, Marlton. I'm from Jersey. How can
cool.
I help you, dear?
Whatever's coming up for me, job-wise or long-term relationship, I'm working on all right now.
I see you've been hurt a lot in relationships, and every time you do like somebody, it just doesn't turn to the way you would like it to be. As far as the new relationship, I have that coming about for you in the next 6 months, where you meet somebody through a friend. Not all is lost, so I wouldn't be down about it. And who's the guy that you're with now or like now?
Do I like now? He's overseas and he's not communicating, so.
I'm overseas. Oh, boy. Okay, well, that's a rough one. But overall, you're going to have relationships and men in your life and not to worry about it, okay?
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good.
Thanks.
I recognize her, Rosemaria. She's the only one that's called in before today that I recognize.
Okay, but go ahead and talk to me while I check my chicken.
Okay. I will. You've got to check your chicken, huh? Okay,
yeah.
So these have been good readings. You know what I've noticed about Dale is that she is really in tune with the love relationship. It's like she can see this clearly. I love that. And how wonderful it is when it's good news for the caller, like our last caller, because it makes you get a little skip in your step knowing, okay, like what she told me, Dale, about my 2021. And it makes me get more excited. It's like a perspective that you get when you talk to a psychic, especially when the outcome and the news is good and the reading is good for you. Is it like an energy boost? I get a skip in my step. It's like, hey, I know this is going to happen. And some people say, how do you know? I said, because my psychic Gail Shear told me.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Have a question. Yeah.
You have a lot of good things happening to you. A lot. More than you can ever imagine.
Oh, wow. Because I already thought it was going pretty good. So it's going to even get better.
It's going to get much better. In fact, your face is going to be all over the place.
Oh, wow.
In a good way.
In a good way. That's good. Oh, gosh. You don't want it in a bad way.
No, it's real
good. That's awesome.
No, I'm roasting a chicken is what I'm doing.
Is area code 856 still on?
I don't know.
Yes. I'm here.
Oh, hey, caller. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought that I didn't know you were here. Okay, well, let's talk to you still while she checks her chicken. How do you like the news that you got?
Johnny,
is this Rosemaria? Is this Rosemaria?
Yes.
Okay, I recognize you from calling in before. And so thank you for, you know, listening to the show, being a regular listener. Do you listen to it all throughout the week?
As soon as I can remember to go online, stuff like that. Yeah, I go on and off.
Sounds like you're just interested in the psychic readings, which is fine too. And do you know how to make your direct appointment with Dale? Private reading? Do you know how?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
If she
would you like to know how? Would you like to know how?
Sure.
Okay. You can reach Dale Shear directly after the show. 608-372-1816 for your private reading, and you can schedule that with her and make that appointment. And she is, I think, I don't know if she still is, giving a good deal to you if you are from, if you say you're from Life After Happiness, that you've heard of her through us, then I think she might be giving a little discount. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask her. Are you still doing that, Dale?
Yeah, a very small one at this point.
Okay, well, it all adds up. So take advantage of that, everybody, and Rosemary. And thank you so much for calling and listening to the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And who's our next one, Johnny?
What?
Who is our next one?
We don't have any ones after that. That doesn't mean there won't be the next few minutes. It's just that for right now, we
okay.
don't.
Okay, hold on. Then let me give the show number out for people to call in right now. Sure. If you would like to call for your mini reading with Dale right now, everybody, you have about 10 more minutes left in the show. Please dial 516-531-9874. That is our live number right now to get connected to ask Dale Scheer, our world-renowned psychic, your question. Again, Life After Happiness number 516-531-9874, and you can also find that on our Life After Happiness website, you know, lifelafterhappiness.com. Okay,
hey,
so, Barbara,
you're very psychic. What do you see for me this year?
See here. Okay. Well, I'm going to put my tuners in. Let me put my tuners in. Let's see. I see your favorite place opening up again that you have been missing in 2021. Is there a place that you've been missing?
For what?
Anything. A place that you've been missing. I see a place you've been missing going to that you cannot do now that's going to be opening up to you again.
That just happened.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I really felt that.
There was this, I was kind of disappointed though, but there's this great, we have buffets here, and there was this great Chinese restaurant in Reno that had all the crab you can eat. And they had all the lobster you can eat, and they had everything, you know, 40, 50 things, you know. And I have been waiting for months. But then I get there, and there's no oysters, and I was just, like, disappointed. So that was one of my favorite things to do. The other thing is in Hawaii, Turtle Bay. I'm really waiting for them to open up.
Okay, Turtle Bay. Maybe that's what I'm seeing will be opening. I know Turtle Bay really well myself. That's a wonderful place. And, I wanted to ask you, did you have to, obviously, you had to postpone your trip to Hawaii due to Corona again? Or is it coming up?
No, I both did because of the, it's very hard to get over to Hawaii right now. I mean, you can go through the pharmacies and get a shot and wait 3 days and you get on the plane. But then when you land, you have to wait 5 days and get another shot. And then all our favorite places that we love are closed. So, I mean, what's the point, you know?
What's the point of going right now? Yes.
Yeah,
but I know you guys
anywhere.
Were looking forward. You really were looking forward to it, and it was disappointing. I was disappointed I wasn't able to. I decided it's too dangerous to travel. I've already pushed the limit. You know, I traveled a lot during Corona. I felt like it was an emergency that I had to go to my mom. But I didn't get to see her this Christmas, and I was really sad. I had a very sad Christmas. I actually didn't open presents with my daughter until 5 days after Christmas. We were so sad. This might be my mom's last Christmas alive. So it went down.
We don't know that. She could be fine. Right. You know, but
I don't like it when the doctors say that, Dale. Do you believe that doctors should tell a person how much time they have left?
Absolutely, positively no, because it puts that in their brain and then you make it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Absolutely not. I've known too many people. Okay, I've got to give you a for instance. Someone called me the other day for a reading, and they were told the same thing by the doctor. On Christmas Day, why don't you just kill them? You know, you don't need them around. And she was so devastated. I mean, he had some sort of illness, blood illness in his body. But she was so devastated. She called me, and I said, don't you dare believe that for one moment. A lot of prayers and a lot of things can happen. And I would also report that, doctor. And let me tell you, she did all that, and by gosh, she got better.
Wow. But some people have that in them. Like what you were saying is that it instills it into their mind, the way you put it. I don't remember, but it has done that to my mom, I believe, that she really does believe, okay, 6 years, it's been five, she has 1 year left. That's what she has in her mind. That's wrong.
What does your mom have?
IPF, which is idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is a lung disease that is 100% fatal. It is. According to their website.
Has she gone to other doctors?
No, and I want her to go to a different doctor. I want her to change.
Okay.
I want her to change doctors.
That's bull what you're saying, Herbie. My ex-husband was just told that he had a mitral valve or something wrong, and it was getting worse. And he went to Cedars, and he's perfectly fine, and they said come back in a year, and that there's maybe a little bit of it, but come back in a year. So different doctors, you know, can tell you different things. You can't drag her to another doctor?
Well, because she's in another state, and her husband make those decisions, and I tried to talk to her about changing. She didn't really like her, this woman doctor, and I said, do it, but I don't have a lot of power where that's concerned. But you know what? Some people do what you say, and they don't believe it, and they have it inside of them to say, no, I will not accept that. Like our friend Tylin John, who was a guest on our show, they told her 6 months to 2 years, and guess how many years it's been? 28.
Yeah. I was told, you know, like I said, well, I'm not getting this virus, and if I did get it, it's going to be so mild, I'm not going to worry about it. And guess what? Everything's a fact, you know? So it's just, you can't believe what one person says. That's all it is.
Okay. I'm going to reiterate that to her.
Several.
So thank you for that too. That reading for her too. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That you've been
right.
Amazing. Amazing. You had a lot of great energy today too. Still.
Yeah. I went swimming. So, Johnny, did you have any more or what?
No, we don't have any more callers.
Okay.
But thank you.
All right. So
thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny. And let's do the shout out. Okay, we have mentioned Dale's direct line, her number for you to make your private appointment with her for your special reading. We've given that throughout the show. So if you would like to listen to this show again, you can find it on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness on YouTube, and visit Dale's website, daleshear.com, or get her directly easily. 808-372-1816. Book your appointment. And she's on every Friday. Make sure you tune in next Friday for your readings. And also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is supportive to us. We would appreciate that. And thank you, Dale, for these amazing readings. It was nice to say hi to Richard as well. And thank you, Johnny, for all that you do. And thank you, listeners and callers.
No, thank you. And
thank
please
you.
Please look into the live, okay?
I'll look into it.
Okay.
Well, good night.
Will do.
What, Johnny?
Good night, Barbara. I'm thinking I'm going to look into it. I'm looking into it some more. All right?
And
okay.
Good night. Good night,
everybody.
Bye-bye.